This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, last week we got the November dairy products report to ponder, as well as November U.S. dairy export data. We've had a few days of trading in the new year. What is your read on things so far?
Well, so far so good in 2025. I mean, we're looking back at data from November with the dairy products report and with the export numbers that we just got. So we're looking backwards in time. And at that time, price of cheese was in the 160s and low 170s. Now we're at around $1.90, for example. But if you look back at that and in the latest data that we did get, the U.S. milk equivalent exports in November were down 8.8%. So exports were weaker in November, for sure. We were looking for basically flat on export numbers versus the prior year. So being down 8.8% is not real bullish. But if you look over to the production, what we produced, you know, remember that the milk production in California was down 9.2%. That's a record decline for milk production in California due to bird flu principally. Obviously, we thought that would mean less non-fat and butter. 32 or 33% of the U.S. butter production comes out of California. About 50% of U.S. non-fat dry milk production comes out of California. So we thought for sure those would be down, and that was not the case. When we look at the product report, non-fat was up 2.8%. Skim milk powder was down 33%. So we're still down in production of powders, down about 10% from November of 2023. But still, non-fat dry milk was up 2.8%. That's kind of interesting to see. And then, you know, and butter production was up 4.5%. So you look at that going, okay, we're doing a pretty good job of making butter and powder, even with the issues in California, which is a big issue. On the flip side, cheese continues to underwhelm, and we're not real sure why that is exactly, but total cheese production down 1.7% from the prior year, down 3% from October of 24. Cheddar production down 3.4%. That's the number I like to watch because that's what we're pricing at the CME spot market. So cheese production continues to underwhelm. We're not really sure why that is exactly, but could have been the fact that we do have new cheese capacity coming online. If we roll the clock back 12 months, Lee, we would all have been talking about having boatloads of cheese in the country at this time. That is not the case. It's going to take some time to build up those inventories. We'll probably do it in 2025, but it's interesting that we really haven't overproduced cheese, and that's why we're at $1.90 right now.
Well, it'll be interesting to keep our eyes on the perspective from your point of view. Thank you, Dave. Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Insecurities affect every one of us at some point in our lives. Insecurities can come from failure or embarrassment, a childhood circumstance, perfectionism, or comparing ourselves to others.
Another chief perpetrator of insecurities are the things other people say about us, or, more importantly, the words we choose to believe about ourselves. Studies have shown that we often believe the negative commentary and dismiss the others.
One way to avoid or overcome insecurities is to surround yourself with great people. It is important to have people in our lives who build us up and encourage us, but we also need people who we trust that will tell us what we need to hear.
Regardless of how many mistakes you may have made, you are loaded with possibilities and potential. Believing in yourself and others can open up your life to new relationships and opportunities.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Farm income is one of the categories studied within USDA's annual America's Farms and Ranches at a Glance report. And one of the authors of this study, Catherine Lim, says 2023 farm income trends include...
We find that they exceeded those of U.S. households generally, but actually the majority of farm households had farming losses and were receiving the majority of their income from off-farm sources.
She elaborates on the negative household farm income trend.
Over half of farm households received negative net farm income. So that is net of expenses. And so that does kind of imply that they're relying on off-farm sources for some of their income.
The reliance on off-farm income varies among farm households, from 99% of households associated with off-farm occupation farms to 11% of households that were the principal operator of a very large farm. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.